Welcome to the Integral Women Podcast. Women from around the world sharing insight and wisdom in the time it takes to drink a cup of coffee. I'm your host, Sierra Melker. Thanks for joining us. And today we are joined by Amber Lee Drake. Welcome, Amber.
Hi. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much. I actually am sipping on my coffee, and it's Leanne. No worries. Oh, I get God. Lee all the time.
Did I get that wrong?
No worries.
It totally is Amber Lee. So like Amber Leanne Drake.
Yep. No. Look at no that. Worries. I get Amanda and Lee all the time.
Fair enough. I have a name that, you know, I think is simple because I've heard it a few times, but everyone else is like, what? What's happening here?
Oh, I know. I get it. It's no worries.
And I live in Colombia, where Sierra is like Smith. It's like the most common last name. And they're like, so, but what's your name? I'm like, yep, it's my name.
That's it. That's the one. And then it's Melker, right?
It is Melker.
And you probably get Melcher all the time.
All the time. But when your name is pronounced differently than how it's spelled, you just have to suck it up.
So, yeah. No, I know. It's all good.
How do you show up in the world?
Me? I love showing up in the world. Right now, it's like my favorite thing to do. I used to show up in the world very afraid of what other people thought about me and how they saw me and how it was going to be perceived if I had a different thought than they did. And I went through a period of time where I was very, very confrontational, if you can believe it or not. I was very confrontational from the ages of like 17 to like 21. I was borderline a horrible human being. I was just awful. I was very self-centered. I was very aggressive. And like, I just didn't give a shit. I was just like, you know what? I spent so much of my life, like just being like, oh, I'm so worried about what they think and about what they think and about what they're going to say. And like, I hit this point that I was like, screw it all.
Okay. These were not the same times. You started
worrying. Okay. Yeah.
Got it.
And just like flew into this, like, I mean, I could fly into a rage, like at any second. And I had a lot of emotions and I wasn't dealing with them. I was just like bludgeoning people with them. And myself with them. And this time period turned into a lot of anxiety and depression and insomnia and PMS issues and like all of these issues started to like stack on top of themselves until I got married and I thought I'll get married and I'll move and everything will be great. And then like it got worse.
Happily ever after.
Right? Yeah. Living from my couch. My husband was hiding in his office a lot and I was sick and I was just like, I just got really tuned into the fact that our physical bodies are always trying to tell us something. Yeah. And in that time period, I again went back the opposite way of like, I was such a horrible person. I don't want to be like that anymore. So then I started like, again, like trying to figure out like, how do I pussyfoot my way through life and be a powerful leader? And it was like,
How'd that work out?
It didn't. So imagine that. We have to be willing to say the crap that no one wants to hear. And that's not going to make everyone like us. Not everybody likes me.
Like, good.
I released my podcast in December and my biggest concern was that I was going to get like negative feedback on it. And I'm like, I'm just talking about the stuff that I want to talk about. And if I choose later that I don't agree with myself and I'm wrong and I change my mind, guess what? I have the right to do that. But yeah. For right now, this is what I believe. This is how I'm showing up in the world. And you could take it or leave it. And I've had a couple of responses to it that were to be expected. And I was just like, oh, this actually isn't so bad. Like, I'm sorry that you don't agree with me. Like, but it's not my job to make you trust and believe in me. If you don't like what I'm talking about, then go listen to someone else.
Yeah.
And so the way I show up in the world now looks like me leading myself powerfully, trusting in myself, believing in what I'm doing in the world, and then taking care of like my mind, body, and soul as the primary vessel for like running this whole shindig. And when I do that, the concern for if they're going to like me or they're not going to like me, or if I'm going to hurt someone's feelings or get, you know, someone's going to get offended. It just doesn't bother me so much. And then I'm able to show up powerfully in the space of like, if you're with me, you're with me. Like, let's go.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I love it. Makes me want to get up off the couch.
Right. Yeah. Like get go. We have one life. And if you believe, I believe that we come back, and I believe in past lives, and
but
I
still
believe in
this round
things.
This is a solid round.
Yeah, this is what we have. Do you want to wait for like your next one? Like, for sure. Does anyone actually know that's going to happen? And like, do we want to wait around, or do we want to live our lives to the best of our abilities right now? And I feel like the biggest thing I come across in my work is just women who are so afraid of what it could possibly look like that they do nothing.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's going to look like if I live full out. What happens to my husband? What happens to my kids? What happens to my connections at my church, or I'm in my, you know, like yoga studio, or the people that are around me, like in my family, like who cares? Because
everybody does, unfortunately, but it's one thing to care. It's a whole nother thing to have that caring and that connection paralyze you in your life, right?
Exactly. And that's what I mean. Like, it's like, if they don't agree with you and where you're going, then like, let them. It is not your job to control how other people view you.
No. And such of the lessons that have taught me the most are the ones that challenged me a little bit, right? Like, I'm uncomfortable here, or I'm out of alignment. I need to look at things. And so when, just because something, like maybe somebody doesn't like it, doesn't mean that it's not also really productive for others, as well as obviously for yourself, if you're living your thing.
Yeah. And I'm,
questions. Oh, go ahead.
Oh yeah. No, it's just, it is. It's like that. Like we get so wrapped up in the concern for how others are going to view us or how it's going to work out or like whatever. And we can't know. So we might as well go for it. Cause it's like, what's the worst that could happen? Like,
yeah,
let's say the worst thing happens.
And
like, even if like your husband leaves you or your mom like excommunicates you, like, okay, that's extreme.
Yeah.
But even if that happens, would you survive it?
Yeah.
And like, is it better than just not living your life behind this like fear of not knowing?
Well, and that's the powerful paralysis of fear. If you let it get there, right? You never actually think, what if? It's just, oh, it could be bad, right? It's never, and how bad would it look like? And then what would happen? It's just, it would be bad. And so people don't even take one more step.
And when we pull stuff out of our closet and into the light, typically it's not so bad as we're making it out to be. And so when we're really willing to like get honest with ourselves and ask the question, like, what's the worst that could happen? Well, what's the best that could happen? And we're not willing to ask ourselves that. What's the best that could happen? Well, man, if that lights you up and makes you feel good and you're excited about it, then is the worst like worth rolling the dice on for like going full out and like actually living your life in a powerful way that you want to? And powerful looks different for everyone, and you living in your truth and your like right space in each season of your life is going to look different for every single person.
Yeah, I especially like that it's not, even if I'm doing my power thing or I'm like fully aligned and I'm doing my thing now, that it doesn't lock me into that either, right? I think we get into these patterns and these habits and develop this fear of anything different, even like I have been doing what's been good, but now I feel like I want to do something different. We give ourselves permission to change and evolve over time, because that's, even whoever I am today isn't guaranteed that I'm going to be that same person tomorrow.
Absolutely. And we should all give ourselves the permission to do the things that, if you're not harming someone, do the things that you want to do in your life. I mean, there's the ways to take things to an extreme and become very self-centered and self-oriented and all of that stuff. But I don't believe that for the most part, the people that I work with and the people that I surround myself with have decent hearts, and they're not living for that. It's like, if you're not harming someone, like, live your life the way you stop waiting for permission, because no one is going to come and give you the permission to live the life that you want to.
I approach this podcast with the assumption that listeners are not sociopaths, so we're on the right track.
Right, exactly. Like, and no one is coming to tap you out of your race. You have this one chance. And no one's coming to be like, hey, just have a sit down, sister. I'll take it from here.
You've developed something, or I wanna have you speak on blah, 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 blah. I'm editing this out for a second. Okay, I need to take a deep breath. How do I want to frame this? Everything that you've been sharing so far is in relationship to something that I'm hoping that you can share, because each of the guests here offers something really tangible and a quick takeaway. You have written and shared about essentially the relationship we have with ourselves is the blueprint for how others show up in our lives. Can you speak more specifically about that, and how, if there's anything tangible that listeners can do today to make a small shift towards that reality?
Oh, yeah. So the way that we show up and love ourselves, the relationship that we have with ourselves, really, really energetically creates the relationships that are around us. I actually started on this journey with this idea over the summer as a just as a little test. I wanted to see what would happen if I truly saw my relationship with myself as a relationship, like I would with my husband or with a friend. Mm-hmm. Like, if I truly saw myself that way, as a relationship that I needed to nurture and care for and pour into, what would that look like if I did that? And so for the entire summer, I spent a lot of time in dabbling in self-care, all of the self-care practices ever. If I wanted something, if my body was craving something, if I wanted to take a hot bath, or I wanted, you know, a nice glass of wine and to sit on the porch, like, I just did it. I didn't ask questions anymore. I didn't, oh, well, I need to do the laundry, or, oh, I should be doing this, or, oh, my business, or that, this, that, and the other. I just, like, let it happen. And I gave myself permission to view myself clearly as I was, as, I mean, if you're in a relationship, or if you've ever been in a relationship and you have a spouse or a partner that sees you and just loves you for who you are, they are not looking at the cellulite on your thighs, or if you did enough work today, or like whatever. That's what we're looking at.
Yeah.
And I decided that I wanted to fall in love with myself and see myself the same way my husband does, in this, like, he's in love with my soul, the inner being that shines through me that he sees and I wasn't seeing. There was a disconnect there. And so I let myself fall in love with myself. I romanced myself. I made myself coffee and drank it in bed. And I did the things that I would do if I were in a new relationship with someone, like a romantic relationship where I just loved myself. And it changed absolutely everything. And so I started to pay attention. People, like, I'm talking about people from, like, people who had kind of walked away from my life, people, exes, like, it was like an energetic, like, signal going up that it was like, holy junk, this girl is doing something and there's something shifting and changing about her, and I want to be in her energy. Yeah. And people started, the right people started showing up, and the wrong people just, like, completely fell away.
Awesome.
In this odd universal, like, there's no way to explain it except for I started treating myself differently. My husband started showing up at a whole new level. Our relationship changed. Our intimacy changed. Like everything changed about my life. And I was like, I have to share this. Mm-hmm. And so tangibly, it looks like you giving yourself the permission, sister. You are whole and beautiful and complete just as you are. And we get confused and like, well, I want to contend for more and I want to be more and I want to do different things. And it's like, yes, you can do all the things that you want to, but none of that can happen until you see yourself as whole and complete and amazing from here.
Yeah. Not so when you get there or do the thing. Or,
because we hold this over our head. Like, well, I haven't run the marathon yet. I haven't launched the business yet. I haven't hit a zillion followers on Instagram yet. So like, I'm not worth loving. And though no one else is looking, like when they're looking at your soul, no one else is looking at that. They're not looking at your stats. They're not looking at if you graduated college. Like, so tangibly, it looks like us giving ourselves the permission to fall in love with ourselves, truly, truly fall in love with ourselves. I actually just walked my Soul Journey Sisterhood Facebook group through a 5-day steamy, spicy self-love challenge. And the last 2 days are really about like how to change our intimate relationships through self-love. Yeah. But really the whole thing is about how to like really just the logistics of self-love, how to do it. Cause it's not just bubble bath and candles. It's about emotional intelligence and riding the waves of emotion. And not, like I said, I used to bludgeon people with my emotions as opposed to like utilizing as a way to communicate. And so I just walked them through that. It's accessible. If you are interested in that, you can definitely, I can give Sierra the link, but you can also just get a hold of me. And I can get you the link to that. It's just a 5-day series, little video, a little bit of homework, and it's very tangible, just like walkthrough of how to fall in love with yourself, how to give yourself that permission.
Fantastic. Thank you. That's, of course. I can't let this little self-promoting option pass me because there's a manuscript on my computer called Date Yourself.
That, love it.
Right? Of course, it is exactly what you're talking about. And maybe the pathway to get there is different, but there is this unending need in women in particular to figure out how to have an actual relationship with ourselves. It's like your first relationship is the one you have with yourself, and it's going to be the longest. So let's not skip it and make it delicious.
Let's make it good. Let's make it enjoyable. Let's make it something that we pour into every day. And like self-care is an access to just caring for, like I said, this one and only vessel. This is running my life. This is my, like, this is my access to creating the life I want to. I should be taking care of it.
Before we say goodbye, you have something that you wanted to offer us, a special promotional offer. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah. Can we edit this out for a second?
Of course.
I don't remember what I told you it is.
You're adorable. Okay. Fair enough. I'll start my question again, and the answer will be in the question. But you've said 10% off one-on-one coaching containers, 2 more spaces available. Is that still true or not?
Well, yes, it is still true.
This will come out in a while. So,
oh yeah, that's fine. Well, yeah, it depends. When will it come out?
I can tell you exactly. It'll be a couple months though. It'll be like May. Do we want to just make some free clarity call for like potential one-on-one coaching without saying how many spaces are available?
Yeah, that's probably what I'll do. Just if they mention this, they get 10% off of my coaching. And I'm also doing right now, and I'll just offer it for them, is a free human design reading as a part of that.
Awesome. Okay, cool. So are we ready?
Sorry. Yeah, I'm ready.
Of course, it's totally fair. What am I offering? Tell me what I said I was going to do. That's a fair question. So before we say goodbye, you have a special offer for us that you'd like to share and invite with our listening audience. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah. So if anyone comes to me through this podcast, just mention Sierra or the podcast to me, and it's going to be 10% off of my one-on-one coaching container. And included in that is going to be a free human design reading, which I have been loving doing for people. It really changes things, shakes things up for just viewing ourselves clearly and giving ourselves access to really fall in love with our strengths and our weaknesses and get in alignment. And I use that as an access to just creating like really epic change in the lot, creating the lives that we want to be creating and the lives that we're craving.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. I'm going to talk to you about signing up for that after we get off in just a minute.
Heck yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
One of the side bonus of these podcasts is I'm like, oh, absolutely. What else is out there? What can I do to like get to know myself better? Just because I'm a coach and a mentor doesn't mean I'm done. Oh my goodness.
No, I honestly trust and believe in the power of coaching. And honestly, I would not hire or recommend or use a coach that wasn't also being coached. There's something about always growing and evolving, and we have to be willing as leaders and as women who are leading other women to be led ourselves.
Well, and especially, right? Because there is this cultural assumption, and you've referenced it a little bit, that there is a done. And once we're done, like we've arrived and there's nothing else. But that
no
is absolutely, that's not true. Done is like dead.
Done is dead. Yeah.
Done is dead. Like
if you are dead, then you can be done.
Yeah, with this round and then next, you know, next.
Yeah, next round you come back and you start again.
Yeah. So just playing deeply into living our lives, because this is it. This is it. Well, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your story and your offers and your insights. It's been great to share a couple of minutes with you and enjoy the last sips of your coffee. And we will be tuning in next week for another episode. Have a great day.
Bye. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay. There it is. That's it.
Okay, good. I had a cough for like the last like 15 seconds. I was like, no.
I've had one in my throat too. It's a tricky one.
I will not do it. So oh man, that was feel? Awesome. Yeah, it was great. I love talking. I'm a real talker. I'm a chit chatter. So I always hope that I finish my thoughts 100%, but like,
I think you got
as
it.
Long as I, yeah, as long as I, answer the questions, then I feel fine.
And so I've only been doing this for a month, right? So I have.
Well, congrats. Welcome to podcasting.
Thank you very much. and I've recorded a bunch of them, which is why this one is scheduled, if you're okay with it, the 5th of May. Because they're all booked way out because I've recorded.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. So I can't believe how far in the future that is, but
yeah, I know, like, and it's gonna be a bit, but like it's totally
it is,
it's
but
totally
it's not
fine.
Right, like it'll
right it'll be here in like a minute, that
right? Yeah. Yeah, it's been really interesting, but the feedback I've gotten has been overwhelmingly positive. I guess I should be, you know, tempering myself for somebody being like, this is dumb. I'm like, okay, cool. Well, there's other podcasts, I think.
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly. No, I had a family member that, like, she's very much like, I don't want to call her a Bible beater, but oh my god, kind of a Bible beater. And she's like, some of the things that Amber is sharing is not like biblically correct. And I'm like, well, I mean, if we want to toe the line, like, let's sit down and like pull out some Bible verses, because a lot of what I'm talking about is like, it's in there. And I grew up like non-denominational Christian. And so some of the people in my old life are like, oh, she's not a Christian anymore. And it's like, I don't know about religion anymore for myself. Anyways,
well, especially but, if you're using anything to be like, well, she's not this now. Right.
Yeah. And it's like, well,
let's use the Bible to divide people, shall we? I think that's not.
Yeah. What like, I think that's for. What Jesus was talking about in that Sermon on the Mount about. No, and it's like, why are we like, it's like you have to run it through your own filter. If you don't 100% agree with something, take what you love, leave the rest. Like just like anything else.
And if they just want to hang on to the thing that's not in alignment with them, then yeah, then that tells you a lot more about them than it does about you.
Yeah, and it was like, oh, well, oh, there it is. My first, like, and it was like, you know, it really didn't hurt so bad. Once I got it, it was just like, oh, like, of course, it's fine. Like, no big deal.
Yeah. Yeah. Good.
So, yeah, you know, be prepared. It'll happen at some point. But it, if, well, and like, I kind of am like, if it's not happening,
then you're not,
I'm
doing
not doing something right. Yeah. Like,
yeah,
if I'm,
I've wondered about that. Yeah.
Because it's like, we've got to be willing to say the things that people don't necessarily want to hear.
Yeah.
And well, a lot and that's of times,
it. Like, don't be likable by definition. Be you.
Yeah. Like, yeah, if you're likable, yeah, because we're not all going to be everybody's cup of, you know, cup of tea or shot of tequila, whatever we want to be. But like, I think that it's like, if I'm not, because a lot of people don't want to hear, and this is what I've kind of found. I spent 2 years in a community. I'm in Oklahoma City, so I'm in the Bible Belt, in a like church community here that it's just very watered down. And I was like, no wonder that people are leaving the church in just droves.
Yeah.
Because it's like, this is watered down. Nobody's saying what they want to say.
Right.
They're like, let's all just
everybody happy, which is,
it's
no,
like,
problem.
Let's say what you mean and quit like pussyfooting around like what the truth is and whatever the truth is for you. And most of those
have
people
some hard
from
conversations, right? Like,
right.
That's where
most
real connection happens.
Most of those people though are no longer in my circle, because it's like, nobody wants to hear that we have power to change things. Yeah. Because that means that if our life isn't what we want it to be, that we haven't done something quote unquote right yet.
And now we have to show up, right?
Oh, darn.
Power. I also have responsibility.
Yeah. And I know I walked through, a friend of mine here walked through this like messy, like she was in a marriage for 2 years. He was emotionally, physically, like verbally abusive. And I'm like, and it like escalated. It went from just emotional to like verbal. And I'm like, you know, at some point he's going to beat you. Like it's like escalated so far.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, you know, the Holy Spirit's asked me to stay in this and I'm just waiting for God to move. And I'm like, oh, that's not how God works. Like, he's not sitting there like, hold on, just one more minute. Like, let him beat you and then it'll be time to leave. Like, we have the power to like change things and edit the way that we see things. And like, it's like our brains are literally plastic. So we can change anything about our personality, the way we think, like basically anytime we want to, but nobody wants to hear that.
Have you heard, this is the second time in a couple of days that I've thought of this. I don't know if it's a joke or a, you know, witticism. Basically, it's a guy goes to pray and says, dear God, I want to win the lottery. He goes back again. He said, dear God, I want to win the lottery. He goes back on the third day and said, dear God, I want to win the lottery. And then the voice booms down. Then play the goddamn game. Like, buy a ticket. Buy a ticket. I can't do it for you. But
it's
think
like, it's like, I think I've heard something similar to that. It's like, it's someone is like, he's drowning in the ocean. It's like, hey, like, you know,
save me.
God save me. And it's like a boat comes along. It's like, hey, do you need help? Nope. I'm waiting on the Lord to.
Right. Exactly. I've sent a couple of boats. What else do you want? Yeah.
Yeah. Like I literally sent people, but heaven forbid you take the help. Ridiculous.
Funny.
I know. We all struggle in our own ways. And so I just kind of have come to this kind of neutral place with religion and just like, I'm not going to sound like, I'm not going to sit and tell you what to believe. It's not my place to tell you that. I'm here to empower you to like change the things that you don't like about your life. Keep the stuff you do.
Figure out what you actually believe and live it.
Exactly.
That would be wild and crazy, right?
Yes.
Thanks for listening to Integral Women Podcast. I'm your host, Sierra Melker. If you've been enjoying these podcasts, I invite you to check out two features on our Anchor homepage. Number one is the message button. I want to hear from you. I want to hear which guests have really spoken to you, what this podcast is bringing up for you and sharing with you. Let us know how you're receiving the podcast. And there's another button if you'd like to support the effort of Integral Women Podcast. It invites for a subscription or donation. You're welcome to check that out, and I would greatly receive anything that you're willing to share, either ideas or support. Thanks so much.